Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Nathan Hale, The Life and Death of America's First Spy, by M. William Phelps, performed by Phil Giganti. For Greg Olson, friend, mentor, colleague. Forward. Today, Nathan Hale is recognized as Connecticut's state hero, known to most for his rumored last words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Although questions and doubts may be raised about his significance in American history, Nathan will always represent the values exemplified by the words patriotism, loyalty, and self-sacrifice. And these values were not only his, but his family's, his neighbors, and his fellow colonists. Nathan's nephew, David Hale Jr., co-founder of what is today's Wall Street Journal, once wrote, "There is nothing romantic about the life of Nathan Hale. He was a simple-hearted, well-educated, intelligent country youth, always doing what he thought right, and that in those days was nothing singular." Nathan was considered a hero by many of his fellow patriots and by many authors who wrote about him for history books and novels. In the early 20th century, George Dudley Seymour was so moved by Nathan's heroism, he had statues made of him, convinced the post office to issue a stamp in his honor, and restored Nathan's family homestead, which is now a museum. By the 1960s, Nathan's significance and authenticity as a hero had been thrown into doubt. He was no longer included in some histories, and the best-selling Don't Know Much About History, 1990, states that Hale's last words are most likely an invention that has become part of the revolution mythology. Though his mission...